I want to share with you in depth that parable that I was sharing with the kids in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, from the New Living Translation of God's Holy and Precious Word. Hear God's Word. Most of this is in red letters, which means it's attributed to Jesus himself. Jesus told several other stories to illustrate the kingdom. Right before this, he was telling parables about the two sons, the evil farmers, and all kinds of things that he was talking to them about. So he started teaching them this parable about the great feast. He said, "The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by a story of a king who prepared a great wedding feast for his son. Many guests were invited, and when the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to notify everyone that it was time to come. But they all refused. So he sent other servants to tell them, 'The feast has been prepared and choice meats have been cooked. Everything is ready. Hurry.' But the guests he had invited ignored them and went about their business, one to his farm, another to his store. Others seized his messengers and treated them very shamefully, even killing some of them. Then the king became furious, and he sent out his army to destroy the murderers and burn their cities to the ground. And he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, and the guests I invited aren't worthy of that honor. Now go to the street corners and invite everyone you see.' So the servants brought in everyone that they could find, good, bad, indifferent, to the banquet hall, and it was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he noticed one man who wasn't wearing the proper clothes for the wedding. 'Friend,' he said, 'how is it that you are here without wedding clothes? The man had no reply. And then the king said to his aides, 'Bind him and hand and foot and throw him out into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" I got a commentary about that I want to share with you before I bring my message. This is the third parable that compared the kingdom of heaven to a wedding banquet prepared by a king for his son. The king's servants tell the invited guests that the banquet is ready, but they all made lame excuses to refuse to attend and even killed some of the servants that went out and invited them. The king was insulted and enraged, and he sent his army to judge the murderers and destroy their city, a symbol of the coming judgment of the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem. The remaining servants are to gather all the people they could find, both good and bad, to the wedding feast. When the king arrives, he spots a man not wearing proper wedding dress. Either the man fails to dress properly or he rejected the wedding clothes provided by the king. The man's imprisoned and punished, representing eternal punishment awaiting those who are rejected by the king. Jesus concludes, "For many are invited, but few are chosen." This parable teaches that God invites all people to enter into his kingdom, and that those who reject the invitation will face judgment. The Jewish leaders of the day, and those who profess to know the king, but don't truly have a relationship with him. Think about Judas Iscariot. He had been a part of Jesus, but he didn't know him. And he turned him over to the authorities. And that's what's going to happen to some people that profess to know Jesus and then do things behind his back to injure other people. They will also be condemned.